Creative Gap.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nick Campbell, and I forgot about the jingles there. I've been meaning to do some more jingles. That wasn't, again, not great. Got to step it up. But welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nick Campbell. If you have a question about the business of being creative, hit me up at nickvegas.tv, and I'll try to answer your question here, just like Adam. Adam has a question. He did this through the voice message service called SpeakPipe, which is really fun. If you want to ask a question just like Adam did here, head on over to nickvegas.tv. But let's get straight to Adam's question. Let's go, Adam.
Hey, Nick. It's Adam Portnoy, Portnoy Digital. Hope you got a chance to see Tim's Vermeer, which I recommended to you last year at NAB. So a question I want to ask you is, often in the role of a creative director designing the boards at the front end and being the animator or editor or the person doing the execution, a lot of times, you know, your own skills and talents on the execution side will influence your design. And looking for a way to sort of step back, especially as someone who's not formally trained as a designer, in fine arts, to look at the project as a pure form from design and not be limited by your own skill set. Obviously, it's a pretty difficult concept, but something I'd be interested in discussing and hearing your thoughts on it. So talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your question, Adam. And this is something I've definitely run into, the difference between the creative side of your brain and the execution side of your brain can often kind of fight, and it could also limit what you decide. I've bumped into this a lot. When I was working at Digital Kitchen, it was basically said that we should not necessarily think of the execution, but really go all the way out on what the best thing was for the client, and then we'll figure out the execution later. For me personally, that was a very hard thing to wrap my head around. I was so tied to the behind the scenes and the execution and the software that it was hard for me to make up things that weren't going to be technically possible by me. So one way to do this is to separate the board's designer from the actual person that's going to make the piece. So in some ways, sometimes you may need to hire someone to come in and really shake things up and push you to make something that you haven't made before. This is a really tricky thing. In some cases, you kind of have to trick yourself into doing this. So if you want to do it personally, what I would do is just pretend that somebody else is making it. Pretend that somebody else is going to have to execute on it. Make the best thing you can. And then after the fact, go back through it and say, is there a way that we could pull this off with our current technology or with our current skills? Or B, is there something I could learn to allow us to pull this off that we didn't know before that this would be a great project to do? So, I'm just picking things out of the air. But if you decide to do some, motion capture 3D crazy something and you've never done that before, but you just pitched something or you just built something that you need, now may be a good time to try to pull this off and hire somebody in for the day to show you the ropes on this stuff. So there really isn't a right answer. For me, I would always be reluctant on showing a client anything that I wouldn't be able to pull off and pull off really well. But if you always just do something you can do, it's a little bit boring. Let me rephrase that. If you always pitch something to your clients that is something that you've done before or that you know is possible, it probably will be boring to work on, and you won't be growing as an artist, and B, the client might not be happy either. So they might be a little reluctant to go like, I've seen that before, or that's not very unique. So if you don't push yourself and your clients and your work at least a little bit past where you are every project, you will not grow, and your clients will also see that. So what I would recommend is always go a little bit further on every pitch. It doesn't have to be something you totally don't know anything about. Don't pitch, string art animation if you can't pull it off. Don't pitch, stop motion clay stuff if you have no clue on it. But try the next thing out. Push it a little bit further every time, and continue to grow as an artist. I continuously see artists that are working at these post houses that they just do the same thing over and over again, and they are not being pushed, and it does not seem fun. So make sure you're going out of your way to push yourself and your clients and your coworkers too, to stretch out a little bit more every time. So, Adam, thanks for that question. I really appreciate it. And if you have a question that you want answered, again, just by me, well or not, I'm not sure. Hopefully these are helpful. I've learned so much by other people in the industry willing to share how they think of things. So hopefully there's something here that's helpful for you guys. If there is, I would love a comment as well over on iTunes under The Creative Gap. I would love to hear what you guys think of the podcast. So Adam, thanks again for the question. And if you have a question, please ask at nickvegas.tv. And I will see you in another episode really soon. Bye, everybody.